When looking up information about dental implants, you'll probably come across some bold claims like this.
Dental implants fail.
A painful process.
The disadvantages of having dental implants.
There are a lot of opinions out there, and it can be hard to know if what you're hearing is true. Well, we have two people here who actually got dental implants, and they're going to set the record straight on the top claims about them. We asked in the Smile Maker Club Facebook page, which is a group with over 14,000 people who have either gotten or are considering dental implants, the top claim that they've seen about dental implants. And their answer was, dental implants look fake and feel fake. So is that a fact or a fiction in your experience?
That's big fiction right there. These are definitely natural looking, and the beauty thing is you had your choice of the style, and they gave you like a natural, and different type of styles. So what helped, cause I wanted something that looked more natural. It was nice, a nice cosmetic thing, it's very natural looking, and they feel natural too. It took me a short time to get used to them a little bit, but now it's a part of me. It feels like it's just a part of me. It's nothing. It's there. It's mine. It feels like it's me.
And how long did it take for you to kind of feel like it was part of you, I guess?
I would say it took me a couple weeks to get used to it, but I would say maybe less than a month. There was times where in the beginning it felt a little, it just didn't feel right at first. It's just getting used to it.
Yeah.
But once you get used to it, it's so natural. I was even just thinking this the other night. Wow. It's like, it's perfect. I absolutely love these things. Yeah. And this is like one of the best things that happened to me in such a long time is getting these. And it's just so natural. I look different. I feel different. My confidence got boosted up by these. It's amazing.
What about you, Duncan? How did you?
Very much like Ken. It really took about a couple of weeks to get used to it. I never felt like, boy, this is so weird. I don't know what to do with my mouth. I had an expectation of what it would feel like. And truly, Nuvia superseded my expectation, which was I wanted a set of teeth that when I opened my mouth and spoke, everything worked. I had most of my teeth in my mouth, unlike some folks. My problem was they were all broken and crooked. I had so many root canals over the years that I never mind talking. I always got something to say. I just never showed my mouth. I never showed my teeth because they were so ugly. And so when I got the chance to get Nuvia's smile, what happened with me is my brain just really took care of that without much effort on my part. I didn't spend my days focusing on, oh, this feels this way or that way. Like most people have said, I've bitten my lip, I've bitten my tongue, and as weird as that may sound when we get new teeth, I have a lifetime of doing that with the crummy teeth I had before. It's just part of the human condition. And so for me, it just fell into place. And what I loved about it was I didn't have to struggle with the anxiety that we see a lot of people struggling with. It was just a natural flow. One of the things I realized early on, if I can do this, you'll hear this. That sound is solid gold to me.
Yes.
Because even with all the teeth I had, I couldn't do that in my mouth. And that is such a gift if you've had a long time without teeth to be able to do that. I'm 2.5 years into it now, and I do that really. Oh, if I don't do it daily, I'm doing it every other day just because it brings joy to my heart to hear those teeth click like that.
Yes.
How did it feel like looking in the mirror? Obviously, some things have changed around here was it weird looking in the mirror kind of after it got done? Wow. Like, did you feel like yourself? Like, what did you feel like?
I absolutely, because I seldom brushed my old teeth. They were so crummy. If I brushed them, they didn't look any different than they did before I brushed them. And so what I realized was, when I brushed my teeth before my implants, I never looked at it. I didn't stand in front of a mirror gazing at my teeth. And now I'm still doing that. I'll start brushing my teeth and all of a sudden I'll look up. It's like, oh, dang, look at those teeth. And it's something that I didn't do. I didn't show other people my teeth and I didn't care to look at them, even brushing my teeth. So what a joy this becomes out of something so minimal and so easy. Go figure.
Yeah.
What about you, Ken?
Oh, wow. you know, but at first when I was looking in the mirror and seeing myself, I don't know if you remember a TV show called Third Rock from the Sun, but there's a scene where Dick Solomon's holding up a mirror and yells out, "My God, I'm gorgeous." And I wanted to yell that out.
As you should.
It was such a great feeling. It was nice. It was nice seeing that. It was like looking at a whole new me.
Yeah.
I didn't have to hide my smile anymore. You know, I'm getting out of the habit of putting my hand in front of my mouth. I'm breaking the habit pretty good now. But yeah, looking in the mirror and seeing how different I looked compared to before, it's amazing. It took a little bit for me to get used to seeing that.
Right.
You know, because for so long, I was missing the front two teeth and it took a little bit to get used to. But boy, when I seen that and I was like, you know, sometimes I didn't even recognize myself. It was just, wow, you know, who's that? And it was me. It's almost like a dream come true.
Well, that's like you said, it's the brand new you and you look incredible. Seems like you're doing amazing too. So can y'all speak on the Smile Maker Club? We basically, you know, polled all these people and how there's so much, you know, questions and advice and tips going on there. So could you talk about, you know, why joining the Smile Maker Club has been helpful for you and why someone else should join it?
When I first started, the company can go ahead and tell me anything they wanted, right? They can go ahead and say, okay, this is what's going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. But what I loved about it was that you were talking to other patients who went through this. And I studied the Smiles Maker Facebook page just to kind of get to know what I was getting into and to get other people's experiences and maybe to see if I could relate or if there's something maybe I should be prepared for or maybe not so worried about. That right there is worth it. And then if you can pass that knowledge on to somebody else who has those same questions, who might have the same fears or same insecurities that you have about it, that right there is gold. Because you're hearing from actual other people. You know, a company can tell you anything they want, you know. But when you hear from other people who've been through the process before, it makes it easier.
There's 14,000 people that can look at that social media page daily, multiple times a day. And my thought about it is, if you're not very honest and you're not really trustworthy, you're not going to be around very long, and you sure aren't going to have 14,000 people checking to see what you're all about. Again, it's just proof positive to the power of Nuvia and what they provided us. And quite frankly, all I did was show up to get new teeth and go figure, you know, I got this in a big bucket of apples. So I'm not sure that makes sense. But it, yeah.
Hey, it sounded good. I do want to mention though, if you are curious to join the Facebook page, you can search Nuvia Smile Maker Club on Facebook and join these 14,000 other people, get advice, ask questions, answer questions, and all the above. getting permanent dental implants will take forever is something most people see and believe. But was that true for you?
Yeah, for me, the biggest one was the time element, that you couldn't get teeth in a day. And if you didn't, because physiologically, your mouth couldn't adjust to that. Therefore, you needed the 10 months to 12 months pattern that all the other folks were presenting. One of the things that prompted me to Nuvia was I had just come from a dentist who said I had a year and a half worth of dental work to that she was going to do to make my teeth better. And so she was just claiming the same thing the other places were. And the only difference with her was she wasn't going to fix anything. She was going to put a Band-Aid on the mess I had. And that was going to take as long as the others were claiming. The reality is this happens in 24 hours. And I've not had one single issue with the teeth they put in my mouth in 24 hours.
What does permanent teeth in 24 hours mean?
Well, in my case, I had, I think, 26 or 27 of my teeth still in my mouth. So all those got pulled one day. I went home. I went to sleep. My wife put ice bags on ice packs on my face overnight. I woke up the next day. I walked into Nuvia, and they put these puppies in. And I frankly have never felt teeth like this. When I was describing to Nuvia what kind of teeth I wanted, I pointed to my wife in the room and said, I want teeth just like hers. And Nuvia did that. We didn't go into deep conversation about it. They looked at my wife and said, okay, got it.
Oh, I agree with what Duncan said. When I was in Atlanta this past spring, people were coming up to me and mentioning my smile. And they were like, well, you know, how long did it take you to get that done? I said, 24 hours. And they were just incredible. I explained the process, what I went through. That people were just flabbergasted. Yeah, you don't have to wait that long. You know, when they say you're getting your teeth in 24 hours, you're getting them in 24 hours. You're getting them the next day. 24 hours is unreal. You don't hear of that.
You know, hearing and seeing about the 24 hours, it seems like it's something that's, you know, not the real deal. And then to hear you guys talk about it and it be real, you know, it's not one of those places that gives you a denture, you know, the day after, or, you know, you have to go back in and do wax try-ins. Like, it's actually your permanent teeth the next day. And I feel like that's what makes it so unique and incredible. So I just love hearing your stories because it's just so fascinating.
What's so cool to me is all I did was show up. I didn't have to add anything. Nuvia somehow had figured this out. Go figure. I just showed up, sat down in the chair, and Nuvia did every bit of this. And that's just downright remarkable. Again, one of the things I've noticed about Nuvia is they have gone above and beyond attempting to make getting connected as simple a process as they can. And quite frankly, I don't think they're doing it looking for patients. I think what they're doing is they're looking for a very short 60-second approach to answer the basic important questions a person has looking for it. I think they've done well because it's drawing people to that 60 seconds. If you don't like your teeth, can you not give them 60 seconds? And of course, we know you can. And if you want to take that 60-second quiz, you can just find it in the description that Nuvia has, and you can do it that fast. I encourage you to do so.
It just seemed like it was too good to be true. and there was one point where I thought it was too good to be true. Like, you know, maybe I don't know if I can go through with this. It's I'm speechless, which is not, it's kind of rare for me about this. But this, it is worth going through all this. You know, I did a lot of phone calls. I went to my local Keep X-rays, and it's kind of like what Nuvia has in their office. They spin around, and then they sent that to Nuvia. And then it was just conversations back and forth between the two of us. And next thing you know, there we are.
Wow. I'm so happy that they made it happen for you, Ken.
Yeah.
It's incredible. All right. So let's debunk another claim. You can't get dental implants if you've had dentures. So what would you guys say about that claim?
My response is simple. Don't take the word of somebody that says to you, well, I couldn't get implants because I didn't have enough bone. My suggestion, go figure, would be go to a doctor at Nuvia and have that doctor who is skilled in making that kind of prognosis, whether it's accurate or not. Because so often we see people who love to claim they can't get it done. And frankly, they never came to Nuvia to see about it.
Yeah.
And one more piece on that, if you don't mind. Every now and then, it's very rare that I notice it. Every now and then you'll see somebody on the SmileMakers page that says they went to their consultation and the doctor told them because of loss of jawbone over the years with dentures, they couldn't get the implants because they just physically were not able to do that. That said, there are others that have told stories of options Nuvia has given people that wore dentures for a lifetime. To allow them the opportunity to get there.
You said, you know, you can only truly find out if you actually go in, get a scan, you know. I feel like it can be really hard to create that narrative in your mind that, you know, because I have dentures, I'm not a candidate because of this. I know I'm not a candidate, but, you know, the really only way to find out is to go in. And like you said, there can be many options for people. Regardless of their situation. And it's just a matter of kind of finding out. There's a lot of talk on having to be on a liquid diet, you know, for months and months after getting dental implants. But what was the case for you both? What did it look like, you know, right after your procedure? What were you eating? Were you on a liquid diet?
For me, I pretty much, you know, with what I do is I was on a liquid diet. Even before that, I make my own protein shakes and juices and stuff like that. So I do this stuff myself for health reasons. So that was not a very hard thing for me to switch over to. But, you know, I love the claim that if you can cut it with a, you know, if you can use a plastic fork, you know, that's, you know, and there's a lot of things you can, you know, there's noodles, there's eggs. It's not always just liquid. There's so much stuff out there. You know, even be just a little creative. You can find something.
Absolutely. Yeah. Get creative. I love that. What about you, Duncan?
Yeah, I agree. And one of my deals is I'm the pickiest eater I've ever met in my life. And so
there's just about
7 things I'll eat. And when I got the list of what the possibilities were, I had no issue. Spaghetti, noodles, almost anything that I didn't have to chew hard. And what I did, I turned a difficult situation for some into the best excuse I ever had for getting Bluebell ice cream. So I struggled eating half gallons of Bluebell for so long. It was a real burden, but I pulled through. So if you don't know what to eat, folks, Bluebell ice cream.
Good. Yum.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, you're saying, you know, there's many options. It's not a liquid diet. It's soft food diet, right? So you can cut with a plastic fork. So there's a lot of options. You know, you don't have to be on that, you know, strict liquid diet. I guess it's up to you. Like you said, Ken, like it's up to whatever your body needs, what you feel like you want to have. And so it seems like, you know, it's not just limited to liquid.
Yeah.
No.
I kind of found things too that I normally wouldn't have eaten and that I started to enjoy as well. So
like what?
Oatmeal.
Ooh.
For the longest time, you could not get me to eat oatmeal. And then I found this oatmeal, flavored oatmeal. I thought, okay, I know, I'm going to give this a try. And it's a healthier style of oatmeal. And I fell in love with it. So that's going to be some of my winter foods from now on.
That's great. You found some new things you like. But I totally agree. Oatmeal, like, if I think about it and look at it, but it's actually decent.
Yes. It has to be flavored, though. It can't be just, yeah.
I stepped out on the cutting edge of change and had a chocolate protein shake. So go figure. That was me stepping out there on the, oatmeal. I'm sorry. I tell people I've never been hungry enough for that. So, but if you like it, God bless you. You go have yourself some oatmeal and some grits and hummus and pumice and fumus and whatever else you can. Yeah. Good stuff.
So we talked about the look and the feel of dental implants, but what about the claim, you know, it's hard to adjust back to normal life once you've gotten dental implants? Like for you guys, was it a hard adjustment or kind of what did that transition period look like for you?
There was no adjustment. I just got these new teeth put in my mouth. My mouth had never looked that good in my entire life. So the adjustment was me getting used to having a full set of teeth that touched each other. And I think for a lot of folks, this is just me, I think for a lot of folks, our fear and frustration with prior dental work has made us so skeptical and cynical about things. We almost talk ourselves into believing it's not going to work. Because I have 27 different examples prior to Nuvia where I was told something was going to work and it didn't. And just for me, and I think for just about anybody at Nuvia, there's no truth to that. Your brain takes care of that adjustment without really having to think about it. I never gave it conscious attention. Oh, how am I chewing? Am I biting my teeth? And I'll give you an example. Before I came to Nuvia and I went to that dentist, she had those x-ray things where they put stuff in your mouth and tell you to bite down. And she probably told me 6 times in a row, bite down normally. And my teeth were so crooked and so bad, what I learned was, there was no normal bite down for me with my old crummy teeth. And so her saying it to me 6 times, finally I said, doctor, I am biting as normal as I know how. And now I bite the same way every time and my brain doesn't skip a beat. So go figure.
Duncan, I have to ask, I know previously you've also mentioned, you know, being a cynic at heart. I've heard you say that phrase.
Yeah.
What do you think got you over that? Like over, you know, kind of embracing the transition you're about to make?
For me, the combination of what that dentist told me my next year and a half was going to look like and meeting the doctor at Nuvia. The doctor at Nuvia was so good in my head. If she'd have told me to stand on my head and stack BBs and that would help the process, I'd have done it. And I think that's the case, although I've not met every doctor. Every doctor I have met, I have the same feeling about them. These are some of the smartest, kindest people that got more brains than I'll ever have. to put this together. And I just say to people, if you're coming in cynical, been there, done that, just let it go, folks. Save yourself some time, because the notion of waiting for the brick to fall and hit you in the head, that was part of my cynicism. No need for it. Walk in an interview with a smile and say, what are you going to do for me next? And you're going to be met with a smile, and they'll do that.
And Ken, what about you? How do you feel about, you know, the adjustment from before and after of, you know, living with dental implants now?
See, I was missing my two front teeth, so my tongue always kind of stuck out a little bit. So when they first came in, I'm thinking, oh my God, my tongue's too big for my mouth. And I bit my tongue two or three times, but you know, then I haven't done that in quite some time. But it was, you know, really that was it. It didn't take much to adjust these at all. It felt very natural after a very short time. And it was all in my head. And once I got past my tongue being too big, there was no issues really after that. It was just getting used to them, and that didn't take long at all.
If you've not seen Ken's story on the Nuvia page, you need to go to that to see the life change that Ken went through prior to coming to Nuvia. This is a man that understands dedication and hard work and commitment. He understands that in ways that, frankly, I'll never know. And by the time he came to Nuvia, I can't imagine how his head had been spinning around given his life story. And again, I would encourage you to go to the Nuvia page and find Ken's story, because it's, to say inspirational is an understatement. You'll be more impressed than anything you've ever imagined. So I appreciate, Ken, your dedication and the gift of Nuvia in your life. That what a blessing that is. So it is. I'm thrilled for you, buddy.
Thank you for such kind words. And I am thankful for Nuvia every day. Because, gave me back my smile, the ability to eat foods without chopping it into little bits, confidence, more confidence. And it's been, this last year has been very life-changing with everything that's gone on. This last year has been an amazing ride. There's always little bumps in the road, but you learn from those too. And I could not, Nuvia was such a big part of that as well.
Can't even put it into words, but like, there's so many words that I could say, but like, you're changing, you're inspiring so many people that you don't even know or will never meet. It makes me emotional because it's just, you're incredible. You are so incredible.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So another claim about dental implants is that getting dental implants are painful. But what was it really like?
Right before I went for surgery, I was really excited and looking forward to what was going to be happening to me. But there was a bit of nervousness with that as well. We just got done. We had a great talk about what the surgery was really like. Now, if you want to see what surgery was like for real patients, check out this video right here.